Let's switch subjects for just a moment. It has to be also built on intimacy. Of all the techniques that I'll tell you, if you forget every one I say, please do not forget this one. It must be built on intimacy. Children must feel that you truly adore them. That is a biblical pattern for gaining influence. The scripture says that we love God because He first loved us. When a child loves you in return, it is like receiving a master key that will unlock every locked door of their life, just simply because they love you. Jesus said, "He that hath my commands and keeps them, he it is that loves me. He that loves me will keep my commands." Sometimes we may not understand the commands of Christ. It may not have been within our heart initially. But simply because we love the Lord, we sacrifice those things that we want that are contrary to Him because we love Him. The same is true of a child. When a child loves you, they will wish to comply with your directives just simply because they love you. You must manifest intimate love. It has to be coupled with credibility. It has to be coupled with credibility. If children see you living a life that is contrary to those things that you represent with your mouth, then you will lose your credibility and you will rightfully lose your influence. But when you gain a child's heart, Solomon makes this reference. He talks about his own experience with his father in the book of Proverbs, and he quotes his father. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 26, and he gives us, he says, "My son, give me your heart." Make a direct appeal. That's what he's doing. "My son, give me your heart. Ask for it." It is good to have a direct approach. Ask for the heart of the child. If you are able to just simply control behavior by corralling rules, what you will get will be that thing that Scripture condemns. A mouth that draws close, but a heart that is far from you. What you will get is what Scripture condemns as being eye service, as men pleasers. And you do not want children who are only men pleasers, giving you eye service until you're gone. And then for mom and dad, it's out of sight, out of mind.